Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest in Kansas City soccer coverage from KCSN, featuring No Other Pod with Jimmy Mack and Daniel Cooser. Currently, with Daniel Cooser and Chris Wright, and Soccer Talks with Ali Trost-Martin, KC Sports Network is your new go-to for Kansas City soccer coverage. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. And now, let's get to it.
What's up, soccer fans? Welcome to this week's edition of the Soccer Talk podcast here on KC Sports Network. I'm your host, Ali Trost-Martin, and this week we are talking some Kansas City current and getting to know one of their young rising stars a bit better, defender Izzy Rodriguez. You might remember that name because you heard it after she scored an absolute golazo on the road against Angel City last weekend, and her first goal. It was an absolute beauty, so we're going to have her on the show here in just a bit to get to know her a little bit better, talk about her career goals, and a whole lot more. We got some fun rapid fire fill in the blank questions to close things out. So that's all coming up for you here on this week's edition of the show. And as always, we are presented by our friends at M-Prize Bank. You can open an account with M-Prize Bank in less than just 5 minutes, but the savings just start there. M-Prize is a trusted partner with a variety of products and services to help you achieve all of your goals. So don't be tethered to a brick building. Start a meaningful relationship with the bank that has your best in mind. Please join me in welcoming Izzy Rodriguez to the Soccer Talks podcast. Izzy, how's it going? How are you? Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this week.
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. I think it's coming off of a fun week personally. Obviously, we could have a little bit better result as a team, but really excited going into our home game coming up.
So let's talk about that goal, and we'll talk a little bit more about the game and the result and the good form that the team has been in, you know, that result aside. But your golazo, I mean, down 3-0, you guys come out of the half just looking, you know, re-energized. You make some tweaks to the formation, and all of it opening up so that you could come in crashing the box to score an absolute banger. Take me through that. What did you see on the play, and what was that moment like for you?
Yeah, it was a really cool moment. Quick turnaround, though, because I knew we had to get more goals and I had to start quick. But everyone on the team was super excited for me. And in the game, I think I just thought, why not? When the ball was coming back, CeCe laid off a perfect pass. And, you know, I can only provide as much energy as I can coming in. And I think that's something that sparks then a bunch of energy for the rest of the half, which was great because we started scoring more goals. And I think we could have came out on top for sure because we had all those opportunities.
So close and an incredible, you know, effort for the comeback and to not let Angel City put up any more on you all in that second half. But I have a feeling that you score a lot of those types of goals in training. Am I right?
First prayer, yes. I love the small side of games, big goals, a lot of finishing. As a defender, you don't get it a lot, so it's nice to get it in practice sometimes and then keep working on all those things. So if it does happen in a game, I'm prepared.
But defense is not the only position that you play. Like you mentioned earlier, you play wing back, you play higher up the field at times. You've kind of been able to slot in for the current and in your career at different places. When did that start, that transition to being a bit more of a versatile player?
I definitely played more of an attacking player in club. In college, went more back to the outside back. And then this past year, I've been kind of all over the place, which has been fun. I really do like playing in all these different positions, whether that's center back or an attacker or a wing back. It's really fun. And I've kind of had a good experience throughout club and college on having all those positions. So I'm definitely prepared for that. And wherever I'm going to be useful, I'm just going to try my best at it. So I think all of the years coming up to this kind of prepared me for this past year.
I feel like a lot of players when they're younger, you know, play a lot of players who are really good, right? Who do make those steps forward to play at higher and higher levels. I feel like most of them do start in more attacking positions. And then as you progress, I feel like especially two players who are athletic, who have that ability to get forward, wing back tends to be a spot that, you know, a lot of players, as, you know, they progress in their playing careers, you know, if they have the right skill sets, get made into a wing back. What was that transition like for you? And when your coach first came up to you and said, hey, we're going to put you in a defensive wing back role, like, what was your reaction to that?
Actually, I think the first time I ever played there was at the U-17 camp for U.S. back in, that was like 2014. And it was a totally different position at the time for me. I kind of played midfield forward all over the place. But when you start playing there, you realize it's more of a midfield position because of how much you're getting up and back. There's a little more defensive responsibility, but wasn't too different for myself. So it was nerve-wracking at first, but then obviously that became the position I was playing. And it's been great. I started playing that in college more because that was what I played with the national team. So prepared me to be where I'm at now.
So that experience with the national team, U-17s, what was that experience like? And what can you recall from that time as being maybe the most memorable part of that experience?
Yeah, so U-17s, U-20s, I had a few years of those experiences. And I think the best part is just getting to see the world. Like, that was the first time I really started traveling. And I feel like a lot of people my age just want to start that now. And I feel like I've already been through it, which is really cool. And a lot of the girls that I played with are all in the league right now. So I made a lot of friends through that, which is cool. And we're all in the same spot. So it definitely prepared me to be where I'm at now, because you have to start learning that professionalism early. But it was so fun. I think the traveling is the best part. I've been to Italy and all over Europe and South Korea and all over. So it's been really fun to see those different cultures and see those different places to play in different fields and what it's like.
Okay, best field that you got to play in or just playing environment?
I think our World Cup in France was awesome because it was right before the full team had their World Cup in France. So we kind of had a trial year and everything was to the nine, like so awesome. The fields were great. The stadiums were great. The fans were awesome. They treated us really well.
So I'm trying to think of who all would have been on that team or those teams with you. Who are some of the players that around the league you got to know from that time that you're still close with that you've gotten to play against in the NWSL?
Funny, Alexa. So Alexa Spanster from our team. I have been doing it with her for years because we're both from Michigan teams. All of our flights together. Sophia Smith, Naomi Gurma, Emily Fox, Taylor Korniak, ton of names. I'm obviously leaving out so many, but those are just some of the ones that I feel like I've talked to most recently. And it's really fun then to see the players we've all grown into.
Okay, so Naomi Gurma and Taylor Korniak, you'll see this weekend when they come to town with the San Diego Wave. How is that going to be playing with them on the field?
It's really fun. I think we all get to catch up after the game a bit. And I remember last time they were in town, ran into Taylor in one of the coffee shops here in Kansas City. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so nice to see you outside of a soccer environment, even though you might be here for soccer. But it's nice to catch up. It obviously is competitive to play against them. We all kind of know each other pretty well. So it's interesting to see how we take that on.
So playing with the U-17s, U-20s, I would imagine that getting up with the U.S. women's national team has got to be a big goal for you. How do you kind of rank that in terms of career goals and how like that kind of, I don't know,
yes,
provides a North Star for you, if anything, as you progress?
Yeah, it's definitely a dream to be there. I think I do best when I focus on smaller goals at first and can kind of move from there. This year compared to last year too, I even feel like I'm giving myself more expectations, and I have a want to even get better and better, and I see that I'm capable of playing in the league and kind of where that can take me. And I would love to be there, and I'm definitely going to work my butt off to get to a position where I could be called or given the opportunity to do that. But right now, I think my career goals are to help this team get as far as we can this year. I'd like to play as many minutes as I can this year and win a national title if we could and championship. So
we're visiting with Izzy Rodriguez, defender for the Kansas City Current. And you kind of talk about that first year and just trying to, you know, maybe just kind of get your feet underneath you and figure out life as a pro. What has been the biggest lesson that you've taken from year one to year two and biggest bit of growth that you've seen for yourself?
I think one of the biggest things that you have to get used to is that so many things can change so fast. Even when you think you know something really well, a new stadium gets built and you're playing on a new field when you're used to playing on the same field before. So I think just getting used to that something new is going to come up and just being able to take that on, getting comfortable being in those uncomfortable positions is definitely the thing I've learned from last year to this year. I definitely feel like I have pretty high expectations for myself this year, and I felt a lot of good growth in my game over the offseason. So I hope that portrays onto the field this year.
What were some of your focuses in the offseason? Now that you had that experience from the first year, what were some areas you were like, okay, I can really improve here, and here?
Yeah, I think just the game so fast and getting comfortable with the speed of play in a super fast-paced environment. Luckily, I have a really good environment at home, and I actually train with Michelle and Alexa as well with Next Level Training and Aaron Bird, and there's a lot of MLS and NWSL players who come in town to train there. So we have a really good environment. And I think that was a big part of my game. And then just getting kind of gritty. You got to be physical in this game. And playing against some of the guys in the trainings helps with that for sure.
Okay, so good contention of Michigan players on this KC Current squad. Are you all just trying to collect as many as you can?
For sure. It's great to have them. It's great to have some familiarity. We spent, again, 3 months in the offseason training together, and seeing them both get drafted here was really cool.
Yeah, I can imagine how cool of a moment that was for you. So I want to talk a little bit more about your draft day experience. Fourth round, 2022 draft. What was that moment like for you, getting the call, for your family, everyone? Just what do you recall from that time?
Yeah. Finally getting the call was awesome. I would say it's probably one of the most stressful days I've had. It's a long draft. Actually, funny too, now that talking about it, my power went out in my apartment literally 20 minutes before the draft started. So I had everything all set up. Family, friends there. Luckily, it went on like 20 minutes after the draft started, so I only missed a little bit at the beginning, but then that was another I had my phone set up literally for 20 people to be watching from. It was a mess, but when my name finally got called and Kansas City was the team that I didn't really know too much about at the time, I hadn't really talked to anyone from there. Honestly, I think I started crying. I was so excited. It was like something you've only really dreamed of and you never really knew was capable until it happens. So that was one of the best moments ever. My parents were crying. It was a great time. And then we got to celebrate a little bit. I had graduation the next day for college. So it was just a big celebration of a weekend.
That's awesome. And you mentioned like not knowing much about Kansas City. And really at that time, they were coming off of their inaugural season. It was a really tough year. There weren't a lot of wins. The team on the field saw a lot of, you know, different moving pieces. And so a part of what has been this reimagined KC Current team that's really, you know, come on the scene off the field for a number of reasons with all of the progress that they're making to help grow the game and advance women's sports. But then on the field, the team has matched that with the performances and getting to the national championship last year, NFL championship final. What's it been like to be a part of this club and how the league's really just kind of been maybe a little bit surprised, just as you were when you got the call and didn't know much about Kansas City?
For sure. I think Kansas City has been so welcoming. One, the community, the team, everything. The soccer atmosphere here is unlike no other that I've seen. Everyone loves it. It's so much fun. Our team is awesome. I really had no expectations going into what an environment would look like at the professional level. And the locker room is so inviting, but so competitive too. I think we have a lot of fun, but we know when to work. And I think that showed last year. Everyone in the locker room was on board, and that's how we got to where we were.
Yeah, and it was an unbelievable year, which I know the beginning of this season has been a little bit challenging with how it started. And now, you know, finding form outside of last weekend's result. What's kind of been the reaction from the team after that loss to LA as you all get set to welcome in San Diego this weekend on Sunday and get back to that little nice streak that you all were in with the three straight wins?
Yeah, I think we kind of focused on keeping a little bit of that disappointment we had, and because we knew we could do a little bit better last weekend, keeping that, but we have to move forward with it. So having a little bit of that extra, like we know we need to win and we want to win, and we're at home and we get a chance to do that this weekend. But I think week in and week out, it's just focusing on our next opponent and being the most prepared we can. So when we go out there in game day, it's just about us playing, about us working together and putting on a good performance.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to close this out with a fun little segment called Fill in the Blank. So just rapid fire questions to get to know Izzy Rodriguez even better.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
All right, welcome back. Soccer Talks podcast. Izzy Rodriguez, are you ready for a little fill in the blank action?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go. My favorite soccer team to follow outside of the NWSL is blank.
Tottenham.
Tottenham. Oh, okay. I'm an Arsenal fan. This is fun. I love hearing like people cheer for it.
I will say a lot of that fan base is because my assistant coach is a huge fan, so I kind of was forced to watch some of those games.
Oh, okay. That's fun. Hey, doesn't matter how you get in. It's just, you know, everyone's fandom starts somewhere.
Yes. Somewhere.
The player I try to emulate in how I play is blank.
Crystal Dunn.
Oh, that's a good one. She scores some bangers too from distance. That's a good one. My biggest idol in sports growing up was blank.
My brother. I know that sounds cheesy, but he is 6 years older than me and didn't play soccer at all, but it made me how competitive I am today. So I think that's huge.
Brothers are the best, and they definitely help with helping foster that competitive spirit as well. Okay, the part of my job that most people wouldn't understand is blank.
Oh, that's a good one. The constant traveling.
Trying to grind.
You never know where you're going to be sometimes.
That I can relate. That is definitely, that's difficult, especially when you've got to go perform physically on the field.
Yes.
I know for me, traveling takes it out of me. Okay, my go-to pregame meal is blank.
I would say pasta, some chicken, and a salad. It's a go-to meal.
Love it. Got all the things that you need.
You got a carb.
Okay. Always. always. Heck, I do that for broadcasting. I'm not running even for a second. Okay, does pineapple belong on pizza? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, hey, that's how they do it up in Michigan. All right. Okay, the player that I was most intimidated by on the current, who I'm now like close with, is blank. Like, who kind of intimidated you a little bit before you got into the locker room, if anybody?
Lil Labonta. I mean, she just has a ball energy, and I remember coming to optional trainings my rookie season, and she just obviously has all the energy and just knew everyone, knew what we were doing, was super into all the games. But I love that girl. She's great.
Okay, if Izzy Rodriguez could be anything in the world besides a soccer player, like what career, your career would be blank?
I would love doing anything working with animals. I volunteered with Casey Pet Project before I got my dog, and I loved it. So anything animal rescuing, watching dogs, I would love to do that.
Aw, that's awesome. What's your dog's name?
Daisy.
Daisy, that's a great pup name.
Hello. Thank you.
Okay, and then what was the next one? Oh, my favorite holiday is blank.
Thanksgiving. Love the food.
I'm with you. Some people, Thanksgiving food sometimes gets a little too much criticism for my liking. Okay, and my last one, I can't remember if you answered this, but this is one that I'm ripping from the Casey Current question of the day. Who would play you in a movie? I can't remember if I saw you answer that one or not.
I have not answered it, but I'm so bad with names of actresses. This is going to be a tough one. I would love, this is not because I think we look anything alike, but I would love Jennifer Aniston to play me because I love her. But
the queen. Yes. I totally agree. And she's just like an incredible actress too.
Oh, yes.
So that would be... Although I'd love to see her play soccer, because I would imagine a movie about Izzy Rodriguez would require a little bit of athleticism as well. So.
That would be pretty cool.
I love it. Well, Izzy, best of luck this weekend. I know that all the fans are excited to get back to Children's Mercy Park. I'll be on the call for that game again locally on 38 The Spot with Gabe Borchert. We've got coverage starting at 4:30, and then, of course, the game kicking off around 5 o'clock. So be sure to tune in and watch that as the current take on the San Diego Wave. It's been called the Water War, which I love. Going to be a fantastic matchup between some really exciting players in the league. You get to play against some of your former teammates, the U17s, U20s. We've got player Morgan coming to town too, so it's going to be a lot of great star power between the star-studded Kansas City Current and the San Diego Wave. So be sure to tune in. And Izzy, again, best of luck. And thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I had a great time.
Awesome. Well, there is Izzy Rodriguez. We are going to wrap this thing up here. So be sure to follow KCSN Soccer on YouTube and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. For Izzy Rodriguez, I'm Allie Trost-Martin, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN. Covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.